jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again. 3-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
Here's Gasol from outside. The relentless Tony Allen. Shot clock at four. Randolph puts it up. Puts it in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mark King, for the show. Sean Coleman couldn't make the show today. He's got other prior engagements, but that's okay. Today, we're going to talk to Wes Goldberg from Locked On Grizzlies. Him and I have a conversation. There's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen with the NBA season, and there's been a lot of proposed ideas out there. There is a 16 reseeded tournament. There is just the idea of just playing the games right off the bat with no regular season. There's an idea of maybe playing a couple regular season games. There's all these ideas. But today, Wes Goldberg and I are going to talk about this idea of a group stage together and kind of get each other's ideas about what that might look like, how that benefits people, what it could be for the Grizzlies, especially since they're one of those teams that are in the 8th seed. So we're going to talk with Wes Goldberg from Locked On Grizzlies. But before we get to that conversation, I want to remind you guys, today's episode is brought to you by BuiltBar.com. Go to BuiltBar.com and make sure you support our sponsors. They support us, so make sure you go support them. Use promo code LOCKEDON for a $10 discount off your first order. Go to BuiltBar.com, check them out. I promise you, they're delicious. Let's get to that conversation with Wes Goldberg.
I'm here with Mark King, who is the host of Locked On Grizzlies and an avid soccer fan, should bring some perspective on this proposed group stage format that the NBA could use for the playoffs. And just as a brief explainer, the league could seed the top 20 or so teams in four different groups, each team playing each other twice for a total of eight games in a group stage before the top eight teams move on to a playoff series to determine the league champion. Now, Mark, as a soccer fan, what do you think about this format being applied to the NBA?
You know, I think, first of all, thanks for having me. That's great to finally record an episode together. I don't know if we have done one yet, but, you know, it's a situation where I'll preface it with saying that, whatever the NBA does, no one's going to be happy. Like, no one's going to be, there's always going to be somebody that is unhappy with the way things shake out. And I think a group stage is a very, you know, it's a very unique situation. There are not a lot of leagues in the States that use this. It's more commonplace in European leagues. So, it's a situation where it really benefits obviously some teams that are, you know, like the Trailblazers or the Pelicans in the Western Conference that are, you know, are closer than most. You know, there's some teams out in the East Coast or conference that are not in that type of situation that are, you know, 10 or 11 games back, which, you know, I think that, yeah, they're going to get a shot, but at the end of the day, I don't think that's really going to matter for them because I don't think they're as good as some other teams. I think it's a situation where, you know, we'll benefit more of those teams that are 2 and 3 games back that feel like, you know, with the rest of the season going on, and we'll use the Grizzlies for example, since I'm the Grizzlies host, for, you know, the rest of the league going on, it's a situation where they feel like they can make that up with the Grizzlies having a really tough schedule, what would have been the rest of the league, the rest of the season. And so it's a situation where it would benefit the Pelicans to play that group stage to be able to have at least a chance to get back into the playoffs. I think it's a fun concept. I think it's an opportunity to, you know, I think the NBA is presented themselves, or this situation has presented themselves with an opportunity to really understand and try out some new things. You know, the playoffs and the way they're structured, I think, have had problems for a long time. I am a big advocate of reseeding all the teams, and once they get to the playoffs in 16 in a 16-team format, I'm a big advocate of shortening the first and second rounds from less than seven games, just because I feel like the playoffs take too long. But you know, I think the group stage is a really fun and unique idea, something that it would take some implementation. But again, the NBA is presenting themselves with a really, it's a time where they can try something. And if it doesn't work, they can just say, oh, well, that's just what happened during the pandemic. Well, kind of a once in a lifetime type of thing. We're not going to really do that anymore. We're just trying to see what happens. And if it does work and it is, huge ratings on TV and that type of thing, then you can get to a situation where you go, maybe we should keep this group stage idea or this 16 seed playoff idea, whatever they come up with, whatever they decide on. It's a situation where they can test it with no real, no one's going to be happy, but they can test it with no real negative impact long-term, because they can just say, oh, well, that was just what it was. We're going to go back to what we're doing always next year. So I think the group stage is a great idea. I think it's a more fair way of doing something than you would have let's just do 2 weeks of regular season, or even as a Grizzlies fan and a Grizzlies host, even though I know that, the playoffs right now, the Grizzlies would be in, but it gives a chance to really see those other, teams, the Pelicans, the Trailblazers are kind of the outside looking in, what they can do. And for the top teams, I don't know if they really have anything to worry about, because like the Lakers, they're always going to be, we're always going to be the group, beat the Grizzlies in the first round, it might be a little less games on their bodies for those first few rounds, or however they structure it type of deal. Maybe, maybe the group stage takes place, of the first round. I don't know, but I do know the Lakers and teams like that were always going to beat the lesser teams just because they're better. And so I don't think they really have to, it really, benefits them, or it really matters to the top teams. It really is more about the teams that would have more likely had a chance to get in. And now they have that chance. And if the Grizzlies are still better than those teams, then so be it. And if they're not, then that's okay too.
Yeah. And look, I think for the team that I cover, the Warriors, they're eliminated, so this doesn't matter for them at all. But for a team like the Grizzlies, or even if the Pelicans and the Trailblazers and, to a lesser extent, the Spurs and the Kings, if they're allowed in, if they do a top 20 versus a top 16, a team like the Grizzlies, I think, actually does get a little bit of an advantage. Now, I don't know that they're necessarily going to get so much of an advantage that they can really advance, but you're going to get, in a group setting, and this in soccer, you've got four groups of five teams, if you're breaking up 20 teams like that, it's going to be two teams out of each group, and the Lakers will be in their group, and they'll probably win their group, right? They'll probably win their group outright, be number one, but the second place team will also advance to another playoff, to a regular seven game series between the eight winning, quote unquote winning teams in their groups. And there's room there for you've seen this in soccer. This happens, right? There's room there because the Grizzlies, instead of having to play the Lakers a minimum of four times and a maximum of seven times, would play the Lakers a maximum of two times. And instead of, playing the Lakers that many times, they'd get the Lakers twice, and then they'd get a series of lesser teams a couple of different times. That should, ostensibly be an easier matchup, right? Because they're not the number one seed in the Western Conference. So I think that would be really interesting as far as creating interest in that first round, which is just a wash right now. It's so boring to watch every year. I mean, the NBA has ratings problems with the first round of the playoffs year in and year out. So if you're telling me that I can get Bucks versus Magic twice, and then Bucks versus Heat, and then Bucks versus, some of these 76ers, Celtics, whoever it might be, in a group setting, as opposed to Bucks versus Magic for maybe seven games or at least four games, I have to watch basically, Giannis beat up on the poor Orlando Magic for over a week. That's never fun. You and I don't watch those series. They're just boring. So I think that if you can add some of these interesting matchups, these cross matches within the groups, there's a lot of different storylines, of course, that are going to be at play. You create a whole event with the whole group stage action. You can do do some random lottery to draw the groups. And then for a week, we can just talk about it on podcasts and on TV and all these things. It drums up so much more talking points versus this first round that's just boring. And we've known that Adam Silver has wanted to switch things up because the ratings are bad. And you got to give credit to where it's due. And Adam Silver is using this obstacle of the coronavirus pandemic as an opportunity to test things. And I agree with your earlier point. Like, this is the time to do it, right? Like, there's nothing to lose. Everything is lost. Nobody's going to be happy with anything. So just do something. And now it's a chance to get interesting about it. What if in soccer, is the group stage always played at a neutral site? Because that to me is interesting. It has to be played at a neutral site now with the Disney World bubble world and everything like that. But if the league were to implement this going forward, would it sort of be this group stage at a neutral setting, maybe a couple different neutral settings if they could do that? Is that how it works in soccer, or is there a home and an away?
This is the part where I remind you guys that BillBart.com is one of our amazing sponsors. Not only are they amazing sponsors, but to support Locked On Grizzlies, to support Locked On NBA as a whole, they're pretty dang good too. I know I've never been a big protein bar guy, but recently I've started working out again. I've started running again, 2 miles every day. And trust me, when you start running for the first time and what it seems like forever, and you start trying to run 2 miles, and immediately you feel like you're gonna die. And I almost had my wife pick me up in the minivan the other day. But that's not the point. The point is that BuiltBar.com has some awesome flavors out there. My personal favorite is the peanut butter brownie. That thing is delicious. It does not taste like a protein bar at all. Soft, chewy. And not only are they delicious, not only are they 100% chocolate, they're also healthy. So right now they also have a limited flavors for Memorial Day sale. They have a huge sale. They go to BuiltBar.com. It's on the front page of the website. Peanut butter banana, pineapple upside down cake, blueberry lemon, which sounds like my personal favorite, but also coconut pecan pie. So 4 limited edition flavors. Go get them while you can, because once they're gone, they're gone. Use promo code Locked On for $10 off your first order. Go check it out now.
You know, it depends on the league. Some leagues do neutral sites and some leagues don't. So okay. There is, you know, and I think you're right to your previous point that, you know, I don't mean to get off on a tangent, but the fact that there's no real interest in the first round of playoffs. Like you mentioned, I don't watch the first round unless it's like really interesting or the Grizzlies are in it. And
but you always have that NBA TV series that nobody watches.
Yeah. Like absolutely.
For
weeks, the NBA is just, it's just boring. I mean, people are talking about it, but only for, because they have to. You know, we're only doing podcasts about the first round because we have to. You know, we don't – like, it's a boring matchup. And the league has such an opportunity because there is zero downside to whatever they do here in terms of if they decide to mix it up. Because the last thing I want them to do is to say, okay, we're going to have 2 weeks of regular season and we're going to play the playoffs. That's, like, the most boring thing ever. Like, I don't care – I've waited this long for the Grizzlies and to see Ja Morant in the playoffs. I don't care about Ja Morant playing a meaningless regular season game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Honestly, I don't really care about that right now. I want to see what they're going to do in the playoffs and when it, you know, start playing the games that really matter. But back to the question, in terms of home and home or home and away and in neutral sites, it depends on the league. Some of them don't, and there aren't any. There aren't any leagues in the U.S. states that do that. Like, the states are, you know, which we could probably talk about this in a minute, but, you know, the drawback or the downside to what people will say is that, you know, the regular season was the group stage. You know, that was the group stage, and we just move on from there. And so that's, you know, like a lot of the states, you know, leagues do that. So it, you know, really depends, which it just goes to show there's a wide variety of ways you can do it. There is no like cut and dry, even in a group stage format. There's no like, okay, you got to do it here. Now we have to do it like this because of the coronavirus, because of this pandemic. But in terms of going forward, you know, there's no reason you have to do it like this. You know, if they had a regular season next year and they just said, you know what, this group stage idea was a fantastic idea. Ratings were huge. Let's do this again. You know, maybe we'll make it shorter. I don't know. Maybe the group stage is the first round. Maybe once you get out of the group stage, maybe you have less teams to make out of the group stage and you go straight to the second round of the playoffs. I don't know. But there are so many variables that there is real no – there's no wrong answer. You can decide however you want to decide it. Because for me, I would hate the fact to lose a home game playoff, a home atmosphere playoff game. You and I both know being in those arenas, even in the first round, as the Grizzlies and the Warriors have played some first round matchups. And, you know, just a few years ago when the Grizzlies played the Spurs in the first round. I mean, the Grizzlies were never going to win that series, but it was a huge atmosphere inside the FedEx Forum. And just like it would have been this year against the Lakers, having LeBron come to town a couple times. Yes, they're not going to win that series, but having that atmosphere and people are bonkers inside the arena, I would hate to lose that atmosphere in any setting, in any playoff right. game, group stage or not.
Well, yeah, you could go back to the We Believe Warriors season, an 8-seed Warriors team beating a 1-seeded Mavericks team. And look, there's reasons why that happened, but a big reason why, and you talked to some of the players that played for that team that back then, was because they were doing it and they had those games in front of that Oracle crowd. And had the Mavericks and the Warriors played on a neutral site, that probably doesn't happen. You don't get that upset. And look, that's a very anecdotal reason to not do this. The 8 seeds very rarely upset the 1 seed. 7 seeds very rarely upset the 2 seed. So you can't really just use those, you know, one and done type situations to make a decision. But overall, your point, like if you're an 8 seed team, you're probably just a fringe playoff team in general. So those home atmosphere playoff games, you don't want to take that for granted.
Well, and
where a number one seed doesn't necessarily need that because they're expecting to get some home games at some point.
Well, and the other thing we didn't mention, but the other thing about that whole is the economic impact to the city. You know,
right.
Memphis is a small town. You know, it's 800,000 people inside the city. It is not a big town at all. And so having a bunch of Lakers fans fill up I'm sure a lot of probably people can relate to this, but a lot of season ticket holders sell those tickets to the Lakers games every year, especially with LeBron, and they pay back almost their entire season tickets. Now, just from those, you know, 3 or 4 games. And so, it's an economic impact to the city as well. I think that you can't go without. And I think that a lot of teams would, you know, the owners would be the first one to point that out and say, hey, you know, we know a lot of these playoff games, you know, really put this, you know, they put us in the positive for the year. If we make the playoffs and have even just two playoff games, the TV money is big. The money from the, you know, the ticket sales is big. The money from the hotels, people coming in from out of town is big. All these things are not to be forgotten about. It's something that the league will definitely consider when they are deciding what to do is a revenue from the owner standpoint. Is they can't just say, okay, you know, even this year, even in a neutral site this year, I'm sure they're talking about it right now, you know, in terms of, yeah, we're going to take it to Disney World, but, you know, how does that impact the teams revenue wise when they were, you know, most teams, probably the Lakers, you know, the Rockets, the Bucks, all these teams who knew they were going to be in the playoffs all along, they had penciled in, okay, we're going to have, you know, we're definitely going to see this influx of revenue, you know, come playoff time. Like, we know how much it is, we know how much we're going to make, all those type of things. So I think, you know, that's another part of it that I know a lot of people just don't, it's not a sexy thing to talk about, but it is something that they just consider.
And you're right. It's not sexy to talk about because most people are like, well, what do I care what the owners are making? But the owners need to make sure that there's money involved for them so that they can approve this idea. I think there's a couple ways they can do this. First of all, if you replace the first round with this, the first round of the playoffs typically lasts on average over the last several years, about 44 games. You are guaranteeing by doing let's just use the format that's been proposed, 4 groups of 5 teams. You are, you know, winner, best records after 8 games moves on to the second round of the playoffs. If you do that, you're guaranteeing 80 games in the first round. That's almost twice as much, supplies, you know, to sell to TV networks. And you could just basically just do a revenue split across the league. And you know, pad the owners' pockets that way. And then as far as that home court advantage and the local economies, the bars across from the arenas and all these things, I think if you, instead of just doing it at Disney World every year, right, you could just take each group and put them in a different city, almost like a March Madness style thing, and then those 4 cities rotate every year. And so if you do 4 cities out of 30 cities, not really 30 cities because you do, you know, 29 cities because of LA. But if you do 4 out of 29 and you just rotate every year, I mean, every team is basically seeing this, or every city is basically seeing this every 4 years or so, right? And so that might be like a guarantee for teams that oftentimes aren't in the playoffs or whatever. So I don't know. So between like the rotation of cities and the revenue split across the league for that first round group stage, you might not be losing as much money as you thought. And you're not really getting that many first round games anyway, because last year there was only one game six and there was only one game seven in the first round. So most of these things are over after two games anyway in your local market.
Yeah.
So you're not really losing a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. I love this idea. We'll end the show with we'll end the segment with this. This versus maybe a traditional playoff format with the way it always has been. East Conference, West Conference, top eight teams in each conference, they play NBA Finals. Would you rather? Obviously, we have to see how this plays out, if it plays out. I'm personally hoping we at least see it in Orlando because it makes a ton of sense. Because you don't have to worry about travel. You don't have all everybody's locked in there anyway. You might as well just do it and experiment. But would you like to see it going forward? Are you in on this group stage idea as someone who watches it play out in European League Soccer?
Let me tell you about Blinkist. It's one of the most useful apps I have on my phone right now. Blinkist is super unique. It works on your phone, tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. Successful people like business leaders are well known for reading a lot of books. Blinkist is made for busy people like you, for busy people like myself, but who also want to get the main points of a book quickly so you can start using that information right away. 12 million people are already using Blinkist right now. Be one of those people. Go to the App Store, download the app right now. It has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, history. Blinkist has all the latest titles from all the bestsellers lists, as well as the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read, but never had the time to do it. I love Blinkist because they have an excellent selection of books. The range of books that they have are just, it's fantastic. I like a little bit of everything. I love to cook. I love to garden. Those are things I'm into when I'm a hobbies. Some people probably don't know that about me, but those are things I love to do. And they have all types of books on those topics as well. With Blinkist, you can get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA, try it free for 7 days, and save 25% off your new subscription. There's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. There's no reason not to do it. It's free for 7 days. And you're also going to save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA.
You know, I think that it's definitely something I would like to see us try. I'd like to see the NBA try it. You know, I don't know. Again, there are a lot of pros to it for sure. Just like we've talked about in this segment, and something you just mentioned, you can have, an all-star type of lottery, for the league, for the cities. And that if you put those in another, from a TV broadcast perspective, and that, I work in broadcast, so this is my job to understand these type of things. But from a TV broadcast perspective, instead of getting, let's say, Lakers Grizzlies, in terms of that in that city, you're getting, let's say, you're getting Bucks Grizzlies, something you would never get in the first round, right. round of the playoffs as it's right now. And the Bucks are a huge draw, for anybody. And so, you're not getting Lakers Rockets. I don't know. You're getting teams that would be in this city, that would never be in this city for the first round ever. And so maybe that's a huge, huge economic impact to the city, to the league, to the owners. That's a big, huge revenue impact. It's exactly like you mentioned, a regional March Madness round. And we've had those in our city before. And it's huge. It's huge for the city. The hotels all sell. It's big. It's big for everything. So I think I'd like to see them try it. I'd like to see what happens. I think there could be a lot of intrigue. I think there's going to be a lot of intrigue no matter what, just because whatever they do, I think will be different. I don't think we're going to go back and we're going to play a 16-team playoff like it has always been. I just don't see Adam Silver doing that. I could be wrong, but I just would be surprised if they did. So whatever they do, I'll be interested to see what happens, just because I think it's just stale. I think it's just time for change. You got to do something to keep people motivated to turn on the TVs, because TV revenue is the revenue. Ticket sales are 10% of revenue for
for these franchises. It's nothing. TV revenue is what makes the world go round. And so you have to have intrigue for people to turn on TVs to watch these games, for continue to have money in the owner's pockets. I know that's not something people want to hear, but let's be honest. If they don't have any money to pay the players, there's nothing happens. And so that's how this whole economic situation works for the league.
That's right. One thing that we can take from this, everything that we hear from Adam Silver in the league, he wants to experiment, and he's going to use, and I believe that he's going to use this opportunity to experiment. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And, it's not going to be normal. Whatever happens in Orlando, whatever happens at Disney World in the next couple months, I don't think it's going to be a regular 16 game, two conferences, tournament style playoff. I just don't see it. I think that there's a pretty good chance that we could do a group stage of some sort of play-in tournament or something that is new and novel and will drum up interest right away. Not that the league needs it right now, because I mean the match two between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, that got almost 6 million viewers, which is one of the largest cable viewerships of a golf event ever. People just want sports in any form right now. But I don't think Adam Silver and the league are going to be content with that. Like I said, they are going to take this pandemic and all the negatives that come with it and try to find some sort of positive out of it, which will be an experiment because it's warranted right now. Mark, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you're right. Hopefully we see something different and new and refreshing just because I know everybody's itching for it. And so hopefully they change it up and we'll see what happens.
That's right. All right. Mark King with Locked On Grizzlies. I'm Wes Goldberg with Locked On Warriors. Thanks for listening.